Last week we spoke about the Din of Anuman. We'll review because it's Nogea this week also, I think. Yeah, it is. We spoke about if the Mishnah said that if you're hired to fix someone's car or set a diamond or clean a clothes, you're an Uman. You're a craftsman working to do something to Balabas's property. So you become a Shomer Chinam on that property because one of two reasons, right? The Maskana of the Gemara was either because this thing is giving you a profit, this car is getting you a profit, the suit's giving you a profit, the diamond's giving you a profit, you're making money from it. So any benefit you get from something that is in your trust makes you a Shomer Socher, much like a Socher. A Socher, if you rent something, since you have the use of that object, even though you're paying for the use, since you can use it, that makes you a Shomer Socher. Then we say, even if you hold a Socher, it's like a Shomer Chinam. We said another reason, the Gemara said another reason, and that was, since you can hold this object to make sure you get your pay, I'm not going to pay you. I'm not going to give you back your car until you pay me. I'm not going to give you back your suit until you pay me, or your diamond until you pay me. So that makes you into a Shomer Socher. So we had two reasons why you should be a Shomer Socher. We said one possible nafkamin would be if you got paid in advance. If you got paid in advance, and now you don't need to hold on to this object to make sure you get your pay, because you got your pay already. Right? So we said that it could be everyone will agree that you're still a Shomer Socher. Tonight's case is nogeya that, and we'll need to review it a little bit more as we go along, last week's year. And that is the case of a babysitter. I'll give you a composite case from different swarm that I saw. And as you hired a babysitter to watch your children, and when she went outside, we're not talking. That we spoke about is the baby. It could be she's patur on the baby because that's like karka, and there's no shmir on the karka. So that's not what that happened though. She took the baby outside and she forgot to lock the door. And while she was gone, someone stole some items from the house. The lighter got stolen from the house. Then when she came back, she left the stroller on the porch and went inside, and the stroller got stolen. So is she chayiv for the stroller, and is she chayiv for the lighter that was stolen from the house? That's the two inyonim. The shayla to ponder is what type of shomer at all is she on the stroller, and what type of shomer at all is she on the items in the house? Right? Those are the two issues. Okay, so there are a few things to talk about. I just want to hand out, I have just reviewed the two sheets in the Gemara, just have those fresh in our mind. Right, this is the same Gemara as last week. The maskana of the Gemara was we had a shaila, why an uman should be called a shomer sachar. So he said, even if you hold a shomer, even if a sachar is a shomer chinam, still with the benefit that you have on holding this object to, in order to get your wage, you don't have to go back and forth to get your money. That makes you into shomer sachar. And there the Gemara concluded, or you could say that Rameir himself holds a sachar like a shomer sachar, and we don't say that his payment offsets his right to use it. So the same thing over here, the fact that you're working doesn't offset the fact that you're getting paid, you remain a shomer sachar, just from the mere fact that you are. The mere fact that you are getting benefit, you're getting pay from this diamond or the item that you're fixing. Okay, so the first thing, before we start, I just want to mention a machlokas. I have on the top of the second half of the handout. It's an interesting machlokas. The Tzemach Tzedek is, he's a kadmon. It's not the, even though he's also a Menachem Mendel, he's not the Chabad Tzemach Tzedek. He's a kadmon. He had a shiloh like this. I'm not sure if it's a made up shiloh or a real shiloh. He says Rachel took her sister's baby on her arms to take her to the street because the baby was screaming and Leah needed some help. Her sister Leah needed some help. So Rachel took the baby outside. So on the way out, Leah gave her son, the baby, a dollar, a coin to hold. Now he came back. When Rachel came back, the coin was missing. So the shiloh is Rachel chayiv to pay for that lost dollar? So that's the Sama Tzedek Shaila. So he first reads a Raya from the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that if you carry a baby on Shabbos who's holding a money, or holding whatever he's holding, so the Gemara says that you're not chayiv for the baby because chaynosi es asma. That's not no hotzah. But you are chayiv for carrying the money. So he wants to say the same thing should be over here, is that since you see that when you carry a baby on Shabbos who's carrying money, it's like you carry the money, so the same thing should be that Rachel who's carrying the baby holding a coin, it's like she's carrying the coin herself and she's a shomer. So that's the first raya he wanted to bring from the Gemara in Shabbos. But then he says,
that's pretty easy to shlug up.
He shlugs it pretty easily. Yeah, how would you say?
One is talking about
whether
a malacha, and one is talking about whether
you're
being
Tavashmi right now. That's right. So he says, he goes a long time before he plugs it up, but he does say that you can't learn Mammon from Isser, because over there we're talking that whole called your carrying. Yes, it's called your carrying, but over here, were you Makabel Shmira on the dollar? We learned before, even if someone says, can you wash this for me, and you say Hanach, leave it. And you didn't say Hanach Lefana, you're not a Shomer. And here, Rachel didn't say anything. She just took the baby out and holding the coin. So he says that certainly Rachel did not accept Shmira on this coin, and she's putter even from Shia because she wasn't the Shomer.
Because if you give this and say wash this, the guy would take it from your hands.
Yeah, so if you take it, so maybe that's implied that you make a
kinyan.
Yeah, but here she didn't do anything. Here she gave it to the baby, and the baby carried the baby, and the baby took it.
Not exact, but it's
still. Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying that she had nothing to do with it. She had nothing to do with it. It was given to the baby. That's what Semet Tzedek, the Tzitzchei Shuva, brings us in the Semen Reish Sadi Aleph. But then he brings the Shari Mishpat, who disagrees. The Shari Mishpat says, look, you're watching the baby, and the sister gives her the coin to help the baby be quiet. So you have to be responsible. You're not getting paid, but at least you should be a Shomer Chinon for this coin. So he says that. He could start at the end, but he does make a pretty strong argument that maybe it's like you're saying that maybe you're there, you are watching the baby, you're shomer chinam on the baby, and this is something that's no gay of the baby. It's not like, you know, she gave the baby something to eat and, you know, whatever, something that doesn't have to come back. This was something she gave you to help you out, so you should at least bring the coin back. So that's a machlokus. The Pischei Choshen says that's only talking by a shomer chinam. If it be a shomer sachar, so then he says that for sure she would be considered a shomer on that coin, and that's what we have to talk about. Our case of the babysitter. First, we'll talk about the stroller, and she is getting paid. It's a regular babysitter getting paid to watch the baby, and you tell her, look, if the baby gets cranky, you could take her out on the stroller. Right? It wasn't if she on her car. It's a normal thing. She could take the stroller out, and she did. And when she took the stroller out, the stroller got stolen. So is she a shomer at all on that stroller? So, if you recall, at the end of last week's shiur, so Pashas, you're going to say that she's not a shomer on the wagon, right? She's getting paid to watch the baby, and what's the stroller have to do with anything? The stroller, why should she be a shomer for the stroller? That's what you would say to Pashas. But if you recall, last week we said that if the mechanic borrows a tool of the Baal Abbas, so we brought a raya, the Pesach Choshen brought a raya from a Tashveit, that he becomes a Shomer Sachar on that tool. Right? The raya was because the Tashveit says that if you give someone an earring and you say, make me another one like that one, because you wouldn't have two earrings. So the craftsman, the woman, becomes a Shomer Sachar on that earring that he's looking at, even though he's not working on that earring, but the fact that he needs that earring as a model to make the second one, so he has benefit from this one earring, is giving him the ability to have some income. That earring is giving him the possibility of making income, so he becomes a shomer sachar on that earring. The same thing we brought down from the Darkei Moshe, said if you give someone a sefer, you want to copy it over, so the copier becomes a shomer sachar on that sefer, because that sefer is generating an income. It's no different than the object himself that he's fixing.
That's my answer.
So we could say the same thing over here. since to be the babysitter to do a decent job, she needs to take the baby outside. And in order to take the baby outside, it's very necessary to have the stroller because, you know, that's a normal thing to do. So the babysitter, since this stroller is going to enable her to get her income, that should make her a shomer sachar on the stroller.
Only while she's using it. Certainly.
The fact that it's there, even if she's not using it. The sample, right? When he puts it down and he goes to sleep at night and it gets stolen when he's he's a shomer sachar on it.
Let's talk about where it's garaged. If it's garaged outside and she hasn't taken the baby out yet and now it's taken, how is she hiding? She hasn't utilized this.
Yeah, something we're talking, she used it. The case was she took the stroller outside. And then
was it taken while she was using it?
It was either taken at the playground or when she put it back. I said it was a Geneva. That's given. That was the case. It was stolen. It was what would be called Geneva.
She doesn't need the
stroller. Yeah, she does. Well, the truth is, the Mishpat Shlomo does say that the stroller is not like it because she could really do without the stroller. But I think that the question doesn't say exactly by a stroller, he says by a toy, the toys you give him, you give the babysitter. I think that's part of the job. You can't babysit if you don't have anything to keep the baby happy, otherwise the baby's just going to cry the whole time. And that's not what you're getting paid to do, you're getting paid that the baby should be happy. So to me, I think that the stroller is part of the job. Assuming that it's going to be for a long time, as if you're only there for a half hour and this baby's sleeping in the crib, so then the stroller's not going to be part of what she needs. But if you're there for a whole day, you're there for 2 days and the parents went away and you're staying over in the house and watching the children, so then I think the babysitter is part of her tools, like the mechanic is part of his tools to fix the car.
But stolen
doesn't use the
yeah, so it could be even if she doesn't use it, even if she never used it, but the fact that she was planning on using it later, I say because in the normal course of the day, let's say the case is in the normal case of the day, you need to use a stroller, right? The mother always uses the stroller every day, and now this babysitter is going to be here all day, so sometime during the day she's going to need the stroller.
You're
the same thing, if the mechanic hadn't used that tool yet, he's still a shomer sachar on the tool. So the pashtus, maybe it's not so of a pashtus, but l'chora we could say that the stroller is like the tool of the mechanic. So just like last week we said that the mechanic who borrowed the tools to help him finish the job, right, he borrowed from the balabas, he's not a shoel, he's using them just for this job, or is like the earring or like the book that he's copying, that's helping him generate the income. So this babysitter needs the stroller to help her do the job of babysitting, so that becomes her tool and she's just some suffer on that. If you recall though, last week we brought we brought a smile last week. The smile last week said that this whole halach of an woman has a din of a shomer sachar only applies to a kablon, but not to a schir yom, because he says a kablon feels like he has a whole job, so he gets a hanah from it. But a schir yom, you're just saying watch it for a few hours and then tomorrow I'm going to give it to someone else, doesn't feel like they got a whole job, doesn't have such hanah, right? So then l'chora you could say it doesn't apply over here because a babysitter has a din of a schir yom. Right, it's not like, you know, watch the baby sometime during the day. You have to watch the baby these 24 hours that I'm going to be gone. You're a schir yom, you're a meshubad then. Except we said last week that most postmen disagree with the sma, because the Gemara's maskana was that the reason you're a shomer sachar is because this object is generating income for you, or that you can hold it for your wages. But certainly the maskana, the shach says, the maskana is that this object generates income for you. So since this stroller is generating income for the babysitter, even though she might be a schir yom, so I think the sma would not be a good way to make her pater. But there's another issue, and that is the first thing we have on the handout, and that's another machlokes we didn't say last week. When Rashi explains the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that an woman is a shomer sachar, Rashi says, kol ha'umnim kablonim hamekablim aleihem. An woman is a kablon, that we saw last week was labdavka, who's mekabalim lasis hamlocha v'vateihem. It's a kablon who accepts upon himself to work in his house. Why does Rashi say that the kablon took the item to his house to work on it? The Bach says that Rashi meant only a case where he actually took it to his house. Why is that? Because the Gemara said, why are you called a Shama Sachar when you're fixing this diamond or you're fixing the car? Because I can hold it for my wages. I won't give it back to you until you pay me. So that's if it's in my house, I have it locked away somewhere in my safe. I'll give you the diamond when you pay me. I'll give you your suit back when you pay me. You don't know where it is. It's in my house. But if I'm working in your house, that svara doesn't apply. So the Bach says, Rashi said it was dafka when you take it to your house. That's when you become a shomer socher on the object. But if the work was being done in the house of the Baal HaBayis, so in that case, you don't become a shomer socher because you can't hold it for your wages. Right? What's the obvious kasha on the Bach? Like, he's only going with the one reason. He's going with the one reason of that you're shomer socher because you can hold it for your wages. But the Shach keeps on saying that there's the maskana of the Gemara. The maskana of the Gemara is the reason that you're a shomer socher when you're a numan is because this item is generating an income for you. And that makes you happy. The fact that you have an income producing diamond over here. That is what makes you a shomer socher. So the Shach says that's lav davka. It doesn't have to be in the house. Even if you were working in the house of the Baal HaBayis, on his car, on his diamond, on his suit, whatever you're doing over there, that object is generating income for you, and that makes you a shomer socher for it, even though you don't have that ability to hide it and hold it as ransom until you get paid. You're a shomer socher on it until you as long as you're making a profit off of it. The Machan Ephraim Tain is back, and he says, even if you want to say that reason, how can you call him a shomer socher? The Baal HaBayis is home there. The Baal HaBayis is there also. He's there with his car, and you're working in the car, and he's there. How can you be a shomer socher when you're at the person's house? You're at his house. How do you become a shomer socher? So the Machan Ephraim says, even if you want to say the Shach's reason, even if you want to say that the reason that you're a shomer socher normally is because it generates income for you, but if you're at the owner's house working on it, you're not even a shomer chinam because you're not accepting any responsibility. Your job is to fix this item. You're not a shomer at all. You haven't accepted upon yourself to be a shomer. The only time you become a shomer, the Machan Ephraim says, is an implicit shomer. You're not being hired as a shomer at all. You're hired to fix the object. But you become an implicit shomer when you take it to your house, when you take it to your store, and it's out of his rishos. So now, who's watching it? So the implication of you taking it is that, look, I'm taking it to my place, and I'm going to watch it. That makes you a shomer socher, but as long as you're in the house of the Baal HaBayis, you're not a shomer socher, and you're not even a shomer chinam. There's another issue that the Nesivus raises, according to the Shach, and that is, we learned also, it's a little chazorish here, we learned that one of the ways to become a shomer is that you have to have a kinyan, according to the Rambam, and according to the other shomer, you have to, as soon as the Baal goes away, but according to the Rambam, if you need a kinyan, you can't make a kinyan in his possession, because you pick something up in my house, you don't own it, it's in my house, it's still mine. You have to go outside to Rishus HaRavim, maybe Rishutus, to make a kinyan. Inside my house, you can't make a kinyan. So that is Zivas answers, he's Mechadish, that when you start working, when you start doing the work, even though you're in my house doing the work, so you have now made that kinyan to be chayev as a shomer, right, based on the Shach. But the Maisa is, there is a machlokus, whether Rashi is dafkor or whether we paskin like Rashi, that when last week's yisod that a woman is a shomer sachar, there's a machlokus Shach and Bach, whether that applies in the house of the Baal HaBayis or it only applies in the house of the worker of the woman. So if that's the case over here, the babysitter is working at the house of the Baal HaBayis. So then we could say that's a way maybe for her to get out of being a shomer sachar, certainly maybe on the baby also, if you want to call her a shomer on the baby, but from the wagon, from the stroller, because she's in the Baal HaBayis' house. She certainly can't use the stroller as a way of forcing her wages. And the fact that she's in the Baal HaBayis' house is l'chora, should give her the opportunity to say, look, I'm at your house, I'm not a shomer. Okay, so we just wanted to bring in this idea, if it's at the house of the Baal HaBayis, it might be l'chora that gives you a way out of being chaya. However, there's one big difference over here, because if you're a babysitter, that probably means that the owner of the house isn't there anymore. That's why you're babysitting. So the Divi Malkiel has a case that there was someone had a worker that was traveling with him, and when he got to the inn, he said, "Here, you wait here. I'll be back soon." And he left his money bag in there, and the worker left it there and didn't watch it, and it got stolen. So Divi Malkiel says, even though you want to say this might be the house of the Baal HaBayis, but that's where he's staying there. And according to those poskim who hold that if it's in the house of the Baal HaBayis, you don't become a shomer. That's only if the Baal HaBayis is there. But here where he left, and he knows that he's relying on you to watch the items there, so you're going to be at least a shomer chinam, and if you're getting paid, you're going to be a shomer sachar. So, in this case over here, where the babysitter knows that the parents are leaving, and that's why she's there being a babysitter, so the fact that it's in the house won't be a heter over here, because it might as well be in her own house. Like, she doesn't have this heter of, well, the owner's here, so they're not expecting me to watch it. They are watching this. If we assume that the stroller is something she needs to watch the baby, that's a clay woman that she needs to watch the baby, so then she'll be a shomer sachar on that clay woman, because she's getting paid, even though she's a scary yom, unless we hold like this mach.
Why does he have to be home?
He needs to be home because if he's home, so then why should I be a shomer at all? I'm here hired to work on your house. Yeah, so that's why I'm not a. So the Divi Malkiel is saying the reason why I don't become a shomer at all when I'm working in your rishus is because you're there. You're responsible to watch it. Why should I be responsible? You hired me to paint, to do whatever I'm doing. I'm not a shomer. You're here to watch your property. So you don't even need to come on to that. So you don't need to come on to that. If the owner's here, so then there's nothing to talk about. That's the way the Machlan Ephraim and the Bach are saying. The Shach says, no, but if you work on it, if you're working there, so you still become, the fact that it's generating income for you, so that makes you a Shomer Sacha even. Right? That's what he holds. But I'm saying, so over here, I'm saying everyone would agree, the fact that the people went away and the babysitter's there alone, she can't say, well, look, you know, they're here, it's their house. Who else is the shomer if not her? Right? She's the shomer on the wagon. So at this point, we would say she certainly should be chayiv for the stroller, right? Because, okay, not so certainly, but assuming that she is a shomer sacher on the stroller, because the stroller is a necessary tool for the babysitting. And if you don't like the case of the stroller, we'll say it's a pacifier. We'll say it's the child's coat. Right? It's something that the child needs. So assuming that. And assuming that we don't hold like this now, we hold that you're a shomer sacher when you're an uman, because either the reason is because you're getting paid and getting income from it, or because you can hold it for your wages, but mainly because you're making income. So that makes you a shomer sacher. And even though you're in the Baal HaBayis' house, and according to the Machan Ephraim, and according to the Bach, if you're in the Baal HaBayis' house, you don't become a shomer sacher if you're an uman. But over here, where the Baal HaBatan went away, and you're the only one there, so certainly you should be a shomer sacher. So if the stroller gets stolen, you should be chayav for geneva. However, it will depend how it got stolen. But just like last week, we said that normally a shomer sacher who goes into town at the time when everyone goes in, so he's not posheya, but he's still chayav for geneva, because we say that's why I paid you money. Because I'm giving you this extra money, because I expect you to watch extra and not do more than the norm, right? So that's how halacha lemaisa. But we brought the Mahar Shach last week, that the Mahar Shach said that only applies when you're making real money. When you're a real shomer sacher, I'm paying you to watch my sheep, and if you go inside town and leave the sheep outside, so you're going to be chai because I gave you money. You should give it an extra effort and make sure they don't get stolen. But the Marshach said, if you're a shomer sacher because of a halacha, because of lumdus, you're a shomer sacher because you're watching an aveda, and because you get an extra pruta or a rav yosef, that makes you a shomer sacher. Or they extended it to the cases where you're an uman even, and you're becoming a shomer sachar because this item is going to generate profit for you, and that makes you a shomer sachar. So if you're a lumdish shomer sachar, the Marashach says you're not responsible for something that happened if you gave a normal shmirah. You don't have to go that extra mile. So that's what we said last week. If the mechanic had the car stolen overnight when he was home, when everyone goes home at night, and he had it locked up normally and it still got stolen, so even though he's a shomer sachar, he won't be chayiv on such a geneva. Even those that hold a geneva ba'onis, you're chayiv on, but he won't be chayiv such a geneva because he's not a real shomer sachar, he's a lamdash shomer sachar. So the same thing over here, if the stroller got stolen in a way where she put it on the porch, which is a normal place to put it, and she went in a normal time to go, and she didn't do anything reckless with it, she wasn't a posheya, and it got stolen in a time where she didn't do anything that the owner wouldn't have done, so it could be, according to this Maharshach, we said the Arshah disagrees, but according to the Maharshach, she would not be chayiv for the stroller, because even though she's a shomer sachar, the geneva happened as a result of her acting normally. And since she's not getting real money for washing the stroller, she's getting paid to take care of the baby, to feed the baby, and to wash the baby, not to watch the stroller. So she will not be chayiv if she did things normally. So that could be a way out for her to be potter. Right? So then you could add in, once you have this far at the end, so then she also has the smile on her side because she's a shiryam, she's not a kablan. She also has the machna prayim possibly, and the bach on her side that it's in the owner's house, and we'll say that even though they're away, that it may be impossible, but it could be she would have a good case to be positive for this stroller. Now, if the mother's sweater was in the stroller, so then for sure she's going to be positive. Because she's not, the sweater does nothing for her. And she was never Mekabel Shmira on the sweater, right? The stroller is something she could use. The toys are something she could use. If there's something in the stroller, she didn't see that. And even if she was a Poshayo on it, she's not a Shomer on the sweater. We're only talking the stroller itself. Things that were in the compartment on the stroller, that she's not going to be Chayiv for, just like the mechanic is not Chayiv for items left in the car, because he doesn't make any money from the items left. So that takes care of the stroller. How about the lights are in the house? Right, when she was outside, she forgot to lock the door. She went to work after the kids went off to school. She forgot to lock the door. Lo aleinu, and people came in and robbed the house. So there's a big machlokus by a mishares or misharesas. It seems the post can talk about a lot. The Charles and Shuvas talk about it a lot. If you have a maid, you have someone that works in your house. Is she responsible for washing things in the house if they get stolen? So on the handout we have the Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim brings from another Marashach that a Misharis of the Baal Bayis is considered a Shemachinon for the items that are in the house. So if the Baal Bayis gives him something to watch and it gets stolen, so he's only a Shomer Chinam, he won't be Chayiv for that item, even though he's getting paid, and the Svara is, because the payment this Misharis is getting, the maid is getting, is to clean the house, to wash the house. I'm not getting paid to watch your item, you gave me to watch it, so I'll be a Shomer Chinam for that. Right? I'm watching it for free. The payment that I get is for washing the house, cleaning the house. Not, or working in the house, whatever my job is, it's not for watching. You gave it to me to watch, so I'll be a shomer chinam on that item that you gave me. Now,
why shomer chinam? Why shomer at all?
Because you gave it to me and I accepted it, and I'm a shomer. Right? He said, can you wash it for me? I said, yeah. And okay. I took it, so I'm a shomer. But even though I'm getting paid, my payment isn't for watching the thing that you gave me, my payment is for working, and that I'm watching it as a shomer chinam. The Ketzos seems to disagree, and he says that if you're working and you're doing different things around the house, and the owner gives you something to watch, that's now like part of your job, just like you're getting paid to paint and to do whatever is necessary in the house, so you're high for that also. Pitzchei Choshen says, Aruch HaShulchan agrees with it, says that it should depend on what type of worker you are. If you get hired to just like one thing in the house, and then I'm hiring you to paint, and I say, okay, I'm going out, can you watch my leichter for me? So it's hard to hear that he should be a Shomer Socher for the light joy. I paid you to paint the house, and if you're watching this thing for me, you're doing me a favor. You're a Shomer Chinam. If you're a maid that does everything, I pay you a weekly salary to do everything I need in the house, so if this is one of the things I'm asking you to do, so then you should be a Shomer Socher, because just like you get paid to wash the floors and clean the dishes and do the laundry, so you're getting paid to watch the tzaddikim. That's part of what I should pay you for. So he says, though, that the Pesachei Choshen says that if you have a specific job, your job is to be painted, your job is to sweep the floors, you, and he didn't give you anything special to watch. He didn't give you, please watch it. You're just there in the house. And while you're in the house, something gets stolen in the house. So the Pesachei Choshen says, in that case, you're not even a Shomer Chinam, because you never accepted. He said, if he gave it to you to watch, then there'll be this machlokas, machnafayim, and ketos, whether you're Shomer Chinam or Shomer Socher. But if your job isn't to be the housekeeper, your job is to do specific items in a house, and then something happens, that something gets stolen, so you're not even a Shomer Chinam on it, because you never accept the shmira. Your job is to fix whatever you're fixing, to do whatever you're doing. If something gets stolen while you're there, you're not even if you're a posheya, you're not a Shomer Chinam on it. So the same thing will be, huh? Let's say he's not there. We'll assume he's not there. So the same thing will be in our case with the babysitter is getting paid to watch the children. It wasn't a house sitter. If there were no children, they wouldn't have hired this person to stay in the house and watch the house. They're only here because someone needs to watch the children. So even though, as maybe strange as it seems, the babysitter was poshe and they left the door wide open. Not only did they left the door wide open, and because of that, the ganavim came and emptied out the house. And you're paying them. So you're going to have to pay them for, right? They did the job. Their job was watching the children. They did that job. They got them off to school. You're going to pay them whatever you were going to pay them to watch the children. And you can't collect from them for the loss of the house or their pshia, because they never became, because we never were a shomer on the items in the house. We are, at best, a shomer socher on the things needed for the child. The stroller, the toys, the clothes, that we might be a shomer socher on, like we said in the beginning. But for the items in the house, they never accepted shmira, because they were just they're getting paid to do that one specific job. So in the items in the house, they won't be a shomer at all, and they'll be pater. So just to wrap up, it was really to be mashal what we had said last week when we said that an uman is a shomer socher. So this week we learned that last nekuda is that according to some poskim, it doesn't apply if the work is being done in the house of the Baal HaBayis. Rashi said he took it to his own house to work. And the svara being, because if you're in the owner's house, the owner's responsible to watch it. You're just doing your job, and the second it could be an issue of how you would ever make a kinyan. So that's why the Machane Ephraim and the Bach say, and certainly if you say the reason that you're a shomer socher is because you needed to hold on to get your money, so here you're not going to get any money off of it. So they hold that you're not a shomer socher if you're working in the Baal HaBayis' house. The Shachli disagrees because he says you're a shomer socher because this generates income. It doesn't matter where it generates the income. The fact that you're happy to be working on this diamond, this car, this suit, whatever you're working on, that makes you a shomer socher, even if you're in the Baal HaBayis' house. So to extend that, we can say that if you, just like last week we said, the tools that the Baal HaBayis gives you to do your job makes you a shomer socher on those tools also, because they help generate that income. So the same thing over here, we said the things needed to watch the baby, assuming that it's the stroller, but the toys, the clothes, those things that are needed to watch the baby are generating income for you, so you're a shomer socher even in the Baal HaBayis' house according to the Shach, even though you might be a schir yom, because we don't hold, most postmen don't hold like the Sma. However, we said that if it's something, a type of geneva that requires an extra effort, so there it could be, since you're not getting real money to make your shomer socher, you're only a lomdus shomer socher according to the mashach, you would not be chayav for such a geneva. And then nogei the things in the house, that it seems according to Pesachei Choshen, you're not a shomer at all. So if something got taken in the house, even though it was a shia, so there wouldn't be no chiyuv for that shmirah.